We would like to state that we do not, that they do not represent us, nor do we recognize the legitimacy of these groups. We do not have, they do not have the legal, moral right, or political will to solve the issues of poverty and misery that exist in humanity today. On the contrary, we believe that the G20 are directly responsible for all the ills of the poor in the world that face today, including indigenous peoples, with the displacement and plunder of elders that have been integrated or quote unquote assimilated into this colonial project, have received the brunt of this global injustice. We do not believe in the financial system that they want to forcefully impose on us like a straitjacket, nor its predatory modernism, which has nothing to do with us nor our holistic relation with Mother Earth. An economic system that has the green light and license to kill through malnutrition, hunger, curable disease, and all of the imposition of borders. We do not recognize their jurisdiction, their laws, their representative democracy, nor their state. Before they came with their elaborate plans for this land, we had our own systems of government that reflected our worldview. In more than 500 years of genocide, of ideological and territorial and cultural plunder, the invasion does not stop. Modernization uses everything possible to reign for many more years. We here in Toronto can abide by this. We are experiencing it now. The state terrorism implemented by the Harper government detained the just protests is an extension of capitalism itself. The $1.3 billion budget is proof of this. In a rich country where the system attacks and destroys its own people for the lack of work and social security, how is it we spend billions on security in order to have these this meeting between pigs who control the world with the strength of their money? There are many reasons to protest and more than 500 years to reclaim. This demonstrates that despite all their power, they will have to fearfully live in corners and corner themselves continuously as long as there are people with hunger, political prisoners, or even people who are persecuted. As long as there's just one of those people, they will have to stand behind bars and live within their prisons. We stand together as sisters and brothers united in this struggle for the reclamation and liberation of all our indigenous nations and freedom from the Mapuche political prisoners. Marinchi Whale, 10 times we will triumph. Thank you very much.